USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, unhappy with lots and lots of criticism since he blocks passage of funding the 9/11 compensation bill.
They bellyache and say, oh, he's blocking the bill. No, I'm trying to have a debate in our country about whether or not deficits matter and whether or not we should offset new spending. And I think I should be commended and loudly cheered for being one of the few fiscally responsible people up here. And I think we ought to set the record straight because John Stewart can't just have a free pass to lie to people.
Paul and Utah Senator Republican and Mike Lee say they're being fiscally responsible. Rand Paul, a guest on Your World with Neil Cavuto on Fox News.
People need to wake up and not be so sort of overwhelmed by celebrity that they take out-and-out falsehoods and ad hominem attacks from really a gutter snipe like John Stewart.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 3 points to close at 27,222, the NASDAQ up 22 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's not happy with the chant of send her back that a group of supporters started at his most recent rally in North Carolina. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump on Thursday disavows the send her back chant that broke out at his rally on Wednesday night.
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to
say that? Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did.
Bail denied for a politically connected billionaire, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
No amount of money could convince the judge to release convicted sex offender and billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein on bail as he awaits trial on new charges in New York concerning allegations that he had sex with underage women, some as young as 14. Prosecutors had argued that Epstein's wealth and access to a private jet and motive to flee would be reasons that he should remain locked up, and the judge agreed. Epstein's lawyers were pushing to have him out on bail and able to live in his Manhattan mansion under heavy supervision. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.